We're going to bring in from CheeseheadTV.com here on K107.1, Brian Caravu joins us on the K-Lines. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, so the Packers 0-1, as we talked earlier in the week. It's okay. The Packers are going to lose games throughout the season, and they showed signs of promise. There's a lot of good things to take away from last week's game, but now we need to apply those to this week's game against Washington. The coverage on K107.1 starts at 10 a.m. and the kickoff at noon. You would think Packers are favored here. They're at home. RG3, a very viable threat, but still coming back from that injury. You would think that this is one the Packers should be able to get. How confident are you that they will be able to get a win?
I think with the advantage of the home field and the Packers probably just feeling a little bit better about themselves after, you know, sitting back and looking at a loss that probably isn't as bad as it maybe feels because they, you know, they lost to the defending NFC champions. This is going to be a playoff team. The Packers should be feeling pretty good about themselves if as long as they can get a win this week, that's for sure.
You can feel good about yourself after a loss, believe it or not. We all saw when the Giants lost to the Patriots that one season, and Eli Manning in the post-game interview was like the happiest I've ever seen him since or before, because then a couple weeks later they beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. They knew they could compete. Even that game on a Thursday night, Packers-Cowboys, Favre was terrible, but Rodgers came in and played well, and we knew that there was a bright future ahead. So I just want to say you can be okay with a loss, and it's a long season. But again, you have to turn it around then the following week, and you have to make sure you can do that. The Packers are going to face the same kind of things in RG3 that they did in Colin Kaepernick, although I would argue that Kaepernick's the better quarterback, I think, arm and legs, and he's a lot more healthy. Are the Packers going to dial things back a little bit against RG3? Or are you going to see the exact same game plan from Dom Capers, maybe?
It's really difficult to say what the Packers are going to do. I mean, you look at what they did against Colin Kaepernick. They didn't dial up much pressure. They really tried to stuff the run. And, of course, your sacrifice was your pass defense. Now, if you watch the Philadelphia Eagles play the Washington Redskins on Monday Night Football in their home opener, they blitzed Robert Griffin III quite a bit and had a lot of success in doing so. So maybe the Packers take a page from the Philadelphia Eagles and try to rattle them that way.
The Packers did a great job last week against the run, stopping Frank Gore, stopping Kaepernick from running, but they paid for it in the secondary. Anquan Boldin over 200 yards. Do the Packers have some reinforcements coming back in the secondary this week? Where are we with the injured players, Burnett and Casey Hayward?
Well, Casey Hayward has already been ruled out once again. You probably won't see him till after the bye week, and I suppose it's a good thing that the Packers have an early bye week this year in week 4. Morgan Burnett's status is still up in the air. If I had to guess, I would say yes, it looks like he'll probably return. He's practiced all week this week, albeit in a limited fashion. But just being another week removed from his injury, he missed time during the preseason, during training camp, I would think he'll be ready to go, and he'll really be a nice addition to a Packers secondary that was definitely missing him last week.
Talking with Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. He joins us every Friday and Monday before and after the game here on Mornings with Bart on K107.1. I had a guy on the show earlier today. We were talking Packers. He declared it a must-win here in Week 2. And while I'm not going to say it's a must-win, I mean, it is Week 2. It's not a must-win, but it's, you guys should probably win this one, correct?
Yeah, I mean, if you go and look at statistics, I wish I could cite the exact ones off the top of my head, but there's only 20-some football teams in the history of the NFL out of 200-some that have made the playoffs after an 0-2 start or, you know, after a certain the past few decades or whatever. The odds of a team making the playoffs after 0-2 start is really, really low. So, yeah, it can be done. It's just not likely to be done in the NFL, or it hasn't been done a whole lot in the past. So Packers kind of facing a situation where they don't want to dig themselves out of a hole.
all the listeners I've had on this morning giving their predictions. Everyone said win so far. Are you in that same category?
I am in the same category. I think, you know, like I said, with the home field advantage, Packers feeling pretty good about themselves, hopefully getting Morgan Burnett back. I think they will win, let's say, 33-21.
All right, Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Again, you can catch the game on Sunday here on K107.1. It's a noon start, so 10 a.m. the coverage. And then we'll talk to Brian on Monday morning at 7:40. Brian, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.